Hi, Audio Boo. It's Matt, aka Sonic Maverick. Just a few thoughts on. There's a new Audio Boom update. It's definitely going in the right direction now. It's now, I would say, usable, albeit that there are a few things that are still a bit annoying and I'd like to see them changed. But I think the ingredients are now correct. They've now got everything they need to have in there. But they need to, I think, perhaps move a few things around and change the rules on how certain things work. I'll try and remember everything that's occurred to me as I've been playing around with it. But essentially, number one, I believe they should add the Mark Boo button to the screen that you get when you're actually playing a Boo. So this is the Boo, this is the kind of like the now playing screen, if you like. So when you're going through a list of your followed Boos, for example, or you're in a category and you're looking through a list of Boos, whatever, you can, where there used to be a Boo detail button, there's now a Mark Boo button, and when you press it, you have several options that appear at the bottom edge of your device screen, such as add to playlist, and, you know, stuff like that. I think they should add that button to the now playing screen as well, so that you can do those actions with that Boo when you are in the now playing screen. At the moment, you can't. You can share it on Twitter and Facebook and various other platforms. You can skip backwards and forwards. You can like it. But you can't add it to a playlist, as far as I can tell, from within the now playing screen. Or download it, etc. And I think that button should be in that screen. So that's number one. Number two, the now playing screen should have a back button. So at the moment, the button in the top left, or I think it's the top left, it certainly appears that way to voiceover, is a toggle menu, which is great. However, at the moment, say for example you go to your followed Boos list, if you start listening to them, you get jumped into the now playing screen. Okay, I can understand why that might happen. But you can't go back from there. You have to go toggle menu, back to your account screen, option, back to the followed Boos, and then do it all again. So that's a pain. You should just be able to bounce back to the previous screen, which would be back to your followed Boos, and that would have the Boo that you're current that you went into still highlighted, so you can carry on flicking through the list from that point. So that's that. I also think that if you start playing a followed Boo, and say it's the fifth one down in the list, and you've got 200 in there, whatever, the next Boo that it plays should be number 6, and then number 7, and then number 8, and so on. But at the moment, what it's doing is, if you play Boo number 5, at the end of that Boo, it'll skip to Boo number 1 and play from there. And you don't want to do that. You've already decided you don't want to listen to those Boos, because you've looked at the titles and like, oh, I'm not interested in that. Of course, you're not always going to be interested in every Boo everybody posts. So, I don't like the fact that it insists on playing the first Boo in your followed Boos list after you've listened to Boo number 5 or whatever. So I'd like that to be changed. Now what else? Okay, something else I noticed. I marked about 5 Boos in my followed Boos list, and then I went to play those Boos from the options at the bottom edge. And I couldn't work out how. I heard the first Boo and I was like, oh, this isn't as interesting as I thought it would be, actually. Let's skip to the next one. There's no button that says next or previous. And so when I did a 3-finger swipe to the right, it just started playing Boos I'm not quite sure where it was getting them from, but it wasn't the next Boo in my that I had marked. You know, it wasn't going through the list like that. So I think that when you go into the now playing screen, they need to tidy up what it goes to when you go to the next by doing three finger swipe or previous going the other way. Because that seems a little bit messy at the moment. It's not really very logical why it's not going the next in the, because effectively what you're doing when you mark some boos but you don't add them to a specific playlist but you want to play them anyway, essentially you're kind of making a temporary playlist, you know, one that doesn't get a name and doesn't get put to your added to the picker. You know, it's just a temporary playlist, and that's what should be in the now playing screen. For some reason, it's not. It's mixing it in with other stuff. Okay, so the other thing that I also considered was, if you're in your followed boos list, or indeed any other list of boos, like a playlist or whatever, if you tap on a boo to listen to it, it automatically brings up the now playing screen at the moment. Now, I think that actually it was better before, when it just started playing the boo, but it left you in the list. Now, if they added a now playing button, which a lot of apps have, the advantage of this would be that you could go into the now playing screen and see the forward 10 seconds, back 10 seconds, share on this platform, share on that platform. You see all that, but you're not forced into that screen. You'd stay in the list. And you'd have a simple play pause button at the bottom that you could use. But if you wanted to go into it, you could just hit the now playing button. And that way, you could just play a boo. No, I don't like that one. And the next boo you tap in the list will automatically start playing, and so on. And you're not actually going into the now playing screen. And I think that would make things a lot more usable. And all of those points, really, would tidy things up a great deal, in my opinion. But other than that, there are some nice things to be said about the new app, and it's definitely going in the right direction. They've cleared up a few issues that they had with the first release. So hopefully they can look at some of these things and add them or change them. And I think it has the makings, actually, of an even better audio boom experience than the previous apps. I don't really understand why there is a like button for each boo. There's also a followed. You can follow a boo. It's a little bit. I'm a little bit confused as to why. You know, what's the benefit of having a like? You can't, for example, see in your account screen, as far as I can tell, a list of liked boos, unless that's your favourites. I'm not sure. I guess that must be favourites, is it? I never even looked at that. If that's the case, then I'll apologise for that one. And the other thing, last point, is that when you're in the now playing screen for a particular boo, and you want to reply to that boo or respond to it, I can't see how you do that. There's a record button, but that just lets you post like I'm doing now. I'd like the ability to reply to a boo so that it automatically goes to the person who sent it and has re:, and then the subject, and then the title of the boo that I'm replying to. That would be nice. Because that would work for private messaging, you know, if you're listening to a boo that somebody sent you. But it'd also work if you hear a boo from somebody that perhaps you're not following, or you know, perhaps you do follow, but it's not, you don't have a direct message conversation going on. You hear a boo and you can just hit reply and go, absolutely loved what you said, or hated what you said, whatever. I think that would make replying to stuff and interacting with each other a lot more flexible and powerful. So there you go, that's my thoughts. And I'd be interested to see what you'll think.